بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah take us away from this world in the state of perfect iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Pak resurrect us with perfect iman. All praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us in the beloved ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved friends, Allah Pak sent us in this world for a very short time. Actually, the truth is, we've not come to live, we've come to die. Less fortunately, the effort that all of us are making is the effort to live. And what we forgot is to die. I was at a mayyit the other day, a young boy of 17 passed away, accident, and before Jummah, so around just before the janazah, I saw everybody was crying, youngsters and all of them. So I thought to myself, actually, why the people are crying? Are they crying because they're going to miss their friend? Or are they crying because they worried what's going to happen in akhirat to this person? Imagine Nabi alayhi salam's beloved daughter Zainab radiallahu anha. Habbar bin Aswad, Allahu Akbar, stabbed her in the stomach when she was pregnant. When she was making hijrat from Makkah to Medina to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And eventually after a few years, she passed away. That is the excuse, but she passed away. They say at her janazah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word in Urdu was ghamgeen, worried. Sahaba noticed this on his Mubarak face, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried. Until the time Nabi alayhi salam made the janazah and took his Mubarak daughter's body and put in the qabr, then he came out smiling. Sahaba say, we never saw this before. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was worried what's going to happen to my daughter in the journey after death. But when the malaika welcomed her, it gave me consolement that alhamdulillah, my daughter's journey. And who's Zainab radiallahu anha? In the haram when Nabi alayhi salam was being beaten and telling people, Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people say this kalima. O people say this kalima. O people say this kalima. Beating Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. She used to run behind him and say, leave my father, leave my father, leave my father, leave my father. At the time of Hajj in the pre-Islamic era, when Nabi alayhi salam used to go and say, accept this kalima. That kafir came and stabbed the camel right in its flank. The camel fell down. Nabi alayhi salam fell. Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bruised and battered. Zainab radiallahu anha was the one who took that piece of cloth. And all her born Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bruises. Can you imagine as she put a piece of cloth, how she must have been. And Nabi alayhi wa sallam was worried about dead daughter's death. Wallah, pious man said, if we fear Jahannam as much as we fear poverty, we are already Jannatis. That life is real, this is not real. This life Allah has taken the responsibility. وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا لَلَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. روح زمین پر کوئی سے جاندار چیز نہیں ہے جس کا روزی کا ذمہ دار اللہ کہتے ہیں میں ہوں. On the face of this earth, there isn't a living being. We are not talking of human being. We're talking of animals. We're talking of that elephant that eats 300 kilos of grass every day. We're talking of that whale whose consumption we can't even imagine. Allah has taken care of every human being's needs. Wallah, Allah has taken care of every human being's needs on the face of this earth. And the thing that we fear, like in Urdu poet says, Khuda ko bhool gaye log fikre rozi mein, khayal rizq ka razzaq ka khayal nahi. Allahu Akbar, we are frightened for our sustenance. We are not frightened about the one who is the sustainer. The only worry a man got, Allahu Akbar, what's going to happen to my child? Allah, we heard from ulama ikram this beautiful story, and I'm sure you've heard it hundreds of times, but we need in our life what is called repetition, because repetition is the only way of learning. You say, Allahu Akbar, Allah asked the angel of death, when did you feel pity when you took the ruh of somebody? He said, on two occasions. He said one was what? He said one when there was a ship that sank, and on a little piece of wood which we call a raft, all that was left was a mother with a suckling baby whose urine is not in his control, who's got no mind. At that time you asked me to take the mother's rope. And he said, when was the other? He said, there was a person in your disobedience who made his own called, so-called inverted commas, Jannat, somewhere in Yemen, with hundreds of thousands of people working for him, leaves made of gold and silver and whatever it was. And just when it was ready, and how in the old days he cut the ribbon and entering, when the one leg was in and the other one was out, you asked me to take his ruh. So Allah Bari Ta'ala, the knower, the creator, the sustainer, the controller, the provider, the teacher, Allah the in charge of every emotion and thought, asked the angel of death, do you know who that is? The angel said, Allah, that I don't know. He said, he was the same little baby that was left on that stormy waters. Who's Allah? Who's Allah? Which father can provide? How many never ate? How many left for their children? It didn't come into the hands of their children. I got a Russian brother who became an alim. He told me an Ajib story. He says, there was a father who got 5 daughters. And he said, if I get the 6th one, I'm putting her in an orphanage. I can't handle it. And Allah gave him the 6th daughter. And he put her in an orphanage. And after that, Allah gave him 5 sons. And all those sons passed away in early age. And all the 5 daughters got married. And at the end, by the custom of Allah, the one who looked after him was the daughter from the orphanage. Where we think it's happening from, it's not. That money can't do anything for us nor our children. How nice. For that thing for which we died today has come back to kick us. We have to take our faith away from what we own, what we possess, what we desire, where our hopes are, our intentions are. We have only one hope, that is to die. And how to die? Imagine Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, the greatest of all mankind. They say no Nabi ever worried about after death, because I say Allahu Akbar, Jannat was made for them. They say nobody can enter Jannat until Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters. No Nabi can enter Jannat. Yet Nabi alayhi salam is making dua. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Oh Allah, give me an easy reckoning. Ma Aisha radiallahu anha says, O Nabi Allah, over even you, who Allah has promised, even if you sin, wa na'uzu billah, Nabi never sin. They say so beautifully, sin never came close to a Nabi. Yet Nabi alayhi salam said, O Allah, give me an easy reckoning. Ma Aisha radiallahu anha said, even you, he said, oh Aisha, even I can only go to Jannat by the mercy of Allah. My brothers, this hasn't come into us. High hopes, great expectation, inordinate longing, leaves a man with an occupation that leaves him absolutely no spare time. Wallah, my beloved brothers, you know, and I'm asking you, have more people become poor out of greed or out of need? The needs of a human being, Allah keep easy. In Urdu, it says so nicely, ek roti, do boti, choti se koti. One piece of bread, 2 pieces of meat, a little covering over the head. What is more than that that a person needs? And what the hopes are? And shaitan yayidukum al-faqr, shaitan fears us with what? Poverty. And wallah, every promise. So nicely, one of the elders said, he say, in the whole Quran, Allah has never said the way to earn. Allah only said the way to spend. Spend on the poor, spend on the orphans, spend on the needy. Allah said spend. He say, if you spend, I'll spend on you. Spend and we'll spend on you, Allah says. And man fears, if I give, what will happen? It's not nice. I'm not talking against schools. There's a lot of professors from Kerala here, so they might think I'm, you know. Say, huh? Where's 1 plus 1? It's not 2. How can it be 2? Imagine Allah Ta'ala says, if you give sadqa, I'll increase your wealth. 10 minus 1, how can it increase? And if you take interest, Allah doesn't say decrease, Allah says destroy. That is a yakin in the heart. Huh? that faith to grow into us. We are sent for another place. Allahu Akbar, my beloved. In front of our eyes every day Allah shows a lesson. Like Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu say, my looking is to take a lesson from. Every day in front of us. Father is looking at his blue-eyed boy. And Allah takes the blue-eyed boy before he takes the father. Every day. Malik al-Maut comes to every house. And what's the announcement? I will never leave this house until I take everyone from this house. What? Sikandar left the world. How he left the world? He said to his mom, he said, take my hands, the richest man on earth. Not for one time, probably for all time. He said, take my hands and put it out of the coffin. And the mother asked, why? He says, so Sikandar can also show the world, I take nothing with me from this earth. Allah gave us deen, my beloved. Our purpose and objective is for what? For this deen to come in our lives, in our children's life, in mankind's life. Men without deen, what is the consequence? Our Jamaat was recently in America. You see, my beloved brothers, wallah, just think where our lives are going. So a person told me, you know, I said in one bayan, and I'm sure, probably I don't know about Natal, but Transvaal I can tell you, that there's hardly a family, in an extended family, that can say now, that there isn't somebody in our family who's left Islam. So I said this, so a brother came to me, he said to me, you know what, you just opened my eyes. So I asked him, what you mean? He said, when I came to America, that is 50 years ago, I was working for my uncle, and he had about 13 to 15 convenience stores. And which convenience stores in America means anything from liquor to lottery. And we were printing money. And my sister got married to, alhamdulillah, a person of deen, and he moved to Chicago. And Allah put in my heart, move away. So I just went to my uncle, gave the keys of the stores, and I moved. At that time, my uncle was very upset with me. He said, 40 years later, it was just before this Ramadan, this last Ramadan, and my uncle phoned me. And my uncle cried and actually sobbed. And I asked my uncle, why are you sobbing? And my uncle said to me, my son, you did the wisest thing. So I asked him why. He said, my son, if I die now, there isn't one person in my progeny who can send 3 kuls to me. Imagine you earn for kafirs. He said, dunya, what? Is this all? We lived in small houses, 15 people shared a toilet. Was it a problem? Has this become the objective that everybody must have a toilet? We took our daughters out of the treasury box and put them in universities for fear of risk. Who's the provider? The entire Quran, ulama ikram are sitting in this gathering. What Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَخْتَسِبُ. The one who fears Allah, Allah will give him sustenance from unseen sources. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُكُ. The one who depends on Allah, Allah says, I'm sufficient for him. Where Allah kept him in a shop or a job or a degree? How many go for the bread just to find themselves dead? We forgot who's our Allah. How Allah says in a hadith to the meaning, oh my slave, even if you forget me, I'll not forget you. Allah didn't forget a kafir. Ibrahim alayhi salam invites that person. That person comes. Ibrahim alayhi salam tells him, take the name of my Allah. He said, I don't believe in your Allah. How can I take his name? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, then this food is also no good for you. As soon as he leaves, Allah reveals to Ibrahim alayhi salam to the effect, 70 or 75 years of his life, I'm feeding him. Today he didn't take my name. And you stop. Ibrahim alayhi salam runs behind him, brings him, and tells him eat. He takes the name of Allah. Allah looks after his enemy. Allah is, wallah, until there's one man on this earth saying Allah, Allah, the day of Qiyamah will not come.
It's not the shop, it's not the job, this is the reflection. Imagine it is said, that student who learns deen, even the animals make dua for him. Why? Because they are getting their rosy because of his learning deen. It's not where we think. It's not the businessman looking after the masjid. By the custom of Allah, it is the sajda of the man in the masjid who Allah is looking after the businessman. Allah is such a provider besides whom nobody provides. Such a protector besides whom nobody protects. Such a giver besides whom nobody gives. Such a maker besides whom nobody makes. Am I beloved brothers? Allah is... Sahaba Ikram, Rizwan Ajmain, look at their yakin in Allah's zaat in Qudrat. They say when the expedition of the trenches took place, at that time there was a boulder which no Sahabi could break. Nabi alayhi salam took the axe or whatever, and as he hit it, the spark came out. He said, Inshallah, we'll conquer Rome. Who is speaking to? People who got stones fastened to their bellies. When that Sahabi showed Nabi alayhi salam, I got one stone, Nabi alayhi salam showed him, I got two stones fastened to my belly. Huh? Why? To numb the hunger. Therefore, those people, Nabi alayhi salam is saying, Inshallah, we'll conquer Rome. And the next shot he said, we'll conquer Persia. So that Sahabi, imagine, who's got a stone fastened to his belly, had so much yakin in the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, then I want the princess hen of Persia in marriage. Nabi alayhi salam said, she's yours. To who? A person who's got a stone fastened to his belly. That Sahabi says, wallahi, I noticed that day when we conquered Persia and she was on a white mule and she's coming. And she says, there's the one that I wanted. Obviously, she was an old woman by that time. So the royal family came and said to him, we'll offer you anything, any amount. Give our sister back. So he said, give me 100, 100. Means 10,000. So another Sahabi tells him, you're taking such a small amount? He said, by the custom of Allah, I don't know you. There's an amount more than this. This was the yakin they had in Allah. And this is what the value of dunya they had. We know zillion, we know trillion. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who misses one namaz, it is worse than losing all his family, all his property, all his possession. By the custom of Allah, if that man namaz, he earned a zillion that day. Wallahi, he is lost, he is never gained. And if that person who made salah even loses a million, he is never lost. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. My beloved brothers, we got deen. Success is in deen. The only thing in deen. One who brings our mother Fatima radiallahu anha, who the queen of the woman of Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the ayats of Quran revealed on their generosity. I say when Fatima radiallahu anha passed away or left this world or made parda from this world, at that time, look at her wasiyat. She said, nobody ever saw the shape and form of my body while I was alive. I want when I'm dead, also bury me at night so nobody must see the shape and form of my body. He said, on the way, just by the way, Abu Rehana radiallahu anhu goes to the qabr and puts his leg on the side of the qabr. And he says, oh qabr, do you know who's coming into you today? There's a voice from the unseen, it's not important who comes, it's important what they come. Anyway, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, it is said in the azaz and ikram, in the honor of Fatima radiallahu anhu on the day of Qiyamah, when she'll be crossing the bridge of Shirat, at that time there'll be an announcement, Ya Ahle Mahshar, O the people of Qiyamah, Mahshar, meaning Jinnat, Insan, Malaika, all of you, Malaika, not men, not jinn, lower your gaze. Today my Fatima is crossing. We got that life, which is not going to end. It's forever. Allah has promised what? For that mu'min who dies with iman. Imagine a place which Nabi alayhi salam describes. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beautiful words of Rasul salam. Such a place no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, no mind can think, and no heart can desire. Such a place where youth will never go into old age. Can you imagine? Where health, there's no thought of sickness. And life, no death. And wallahi lazim, on this earth, we don't have the money, but I can tell you, there isn't a rich man In fact, the rich fear more for poverty than the poor fear for poverty.
But in Akhirat, behind that riches, there isn't even an afterthought of poverty. And they say, after Allah gives all these ni'mat in Jannat, then Allah will ask, O Jannatis, is there anything else?
And say, even that time Allah reward, we'll have to ask the ulama ikram. And as we ask the ulama ikram, they'll say, ask for the pleasure of Allah.
And say, is Allah Akbar, Allah will say, from today I'm happy with you and will never be sad with you.
They say, that statement of Jannat, one can imagine what will happen. My brothers, we are going. We meant to go. We've been sent to go. We've been created to go. Wallah, this dunya, by the qasam of Allah, the day we take a turn away from it, it's like a shadow that will follow us.
By Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, may Allah fill his qabr with Noor, one of our elders of us, Ajib, those who knew him, my beloved brothers, I used to say, four shukars make every day of your life. Allah gave us kalima. Allah made us ummat of Rasul alayhi salam.
Allah covered our gunas, otherwise which husband would be able to stand in front of his wife? Or which father will be able to stand in front of his child? We are such gunegars. And the fourth one, Allah kept rosy in his hands. The boss can take your job, he can never take your rosy. The government can expropriate your shop, but he can never take your risk. Huh? That risk, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allahu Akbar. As regards dunya, we human beings, O son of Adam, if you have one valley of gold, you'll desire another. And if you get another, you'll desire another. And the only thing that will fill the belly of the eye is the sand of the grave. And then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam did not tell me. He blew into my heart. You will never die. You will never die. You will never die until what is meant for you doesn't get to you. Wallah, my beloved brothers, we've been sent. Our only worry is that place which I don't know, you don't know. Can you imagine, my beloved brothers? It's Jummah. It's not a time for a bayan. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, I end with this, my beloved. Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed by a majus. He laid unconscious for a couple of days. A Bedouin walked in. He said, where's Amirul Mumineen? He said, Desi. He said, wake him up. He said, you go. He said, Amirul Mumineen, Salah. Amirul Mumineen, Salah. Amirul Mumineen, Salah. Umar radiallahu anhu shook his head and said, Wallah, there's no place in Islam for that one who doesn't have Salah. There's no place in Islam for that one who doesn't have Salah. Then my beloved brothers say, now Umar radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, his son Abdullah said to him, I put his head, Umar radiallahu anhu's head, and put it in the lap of his. Umar radiallahu anhu pushed his head off and said, my son, this head is not fit for your lap. Go into the haram of Madina Munawwara. If today people are crying that a good man is leaving, then inshallah Allah will treat me how my people think of me. And if today people are happy that a bad man is leaving, then Allah will also treat me how my companions think of me. He goes into the haram. He said, but I ask you for one thing. Ulama say, probably the greatest sacrifice that ever given by a woman. He said, just ask Aisha radiallahu anha. That place which was reserved for her next to her father and the greatest of all mankind, her husband Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If she'll allow me to sleep in that place in the Rosa Mubarak and she sleep with the common people in Baqi. He goes and he asks, say, Aisha radiallahu anha, Allahu Akbar. A sound from her chest. Say, I'll allow Umar. Can you imagine what a sacrifice that is? And then he goes into the haram. And obviously, no doubt, La Nabi Abada. There's no Nabi after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had there been Nabi alayhi salam, said it would have been Umar. He comes there and sees, oh, the people. You can imagine the state of the people. Khalifatul Muslim and Umar radiallahu anhu, on whom how many ayats of Quran were revealed in his opinion. He's leaving the world. Allahu Akbar, he sees them. Crying. Comes back, Abbas radiallahu anhu joins him. Abbas radiallahu anhu tells, oh, Umar, if you walk on the right, shaitan walked on the left. Allahu Akbar, you the one that when you made the announcement, Ya Sari al-Jabal, Allahu Akbar, Sari radiallahu anhu, how many 100 kilometers away was there? You directed him without any type of intercommunication. You the one who wrote the writer letter directly to the river Nile. O Nile, if you flow on your own will, then stop flowing. And if you flow by the will of Allah, then never stop flowing. From that day, the river Nile never stopped flowing. And he kept on giving him. And Abbas radiallahu anhu was talking. And Umar radiallahu anhu was weeping. And he says, Oh Abbas, if you can stand guarantee for me on the day of Qiyamah, then I know I'll be okay. My beloved friends, Allah has given us a short life. Let's make peace with our Allah. Make dua, I also make peace. The journey is an everlasting one. What are our progenies to come? What are we leaving for them? If my son didn't read Fajr Namaz today, how can Barakat ever enter that house? How can Rahmat ever come in that house? How can Muhabbat come in that house? What's the good of a palace if there's no Muhabbat? What's the good of money if there's no Barakat? What's the good of life without Afiyat, Rahat? Man produces a face outside and inside his house is suffering. What good is that? How can we get that good life which is called Hayatun Tayyiba? We're not even talking about Akhirat in Dunya. It's in Deen, my brothers. It's in Deen. Will Allah get this Deen into our life? By the Qasam of Allah, bring Ta'lim into our homes. Let our wives and children hear the beautiful hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May bring them this Mubarak Kitabs that we got. Allah will bring that into our home. Make sure that nobody but nobody in our home. The men, 5 salawat jamaat. We're fortunate. There's masjids everywhere. 5 salawat jamaat. Allahu Akbar. In our masjids, there's the halka of ta'lim. Set for that ta'lim. Wallah, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. It is Allah's promise. It is Allah's promise. O son of Adam, free yourself from my worship. And I'll free you from your worldly engrossment and attachment. Allah will give us a good life. Allah, the promise of Allah with this. Who remembers Allah after Fajr and after Asr? The in-between period. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah say to the effect, I'm sufficient for you. Bring that, my Lord. Wallah, our namaz wa jama'at, don't let the day go. Allahu Akbar, let the azab, if we can't make it. 5 namaz wa jama'at, our tilawat of Quran, this Mubarak Kitab. The closer man, the more man reads Quran, the closer he is to Allah on the day of Qiyamah. What you want? Quran, zikr. Brothers, I'll end with this. How the poet says, Jab mujhe chalna nahi aaya, log girne nahi dete. When I couldn't walk, people wouldn't allow me to fall. Ab to chalna aagya, log girane ki koshish mein lage. Now that I can walk, people are making an effort to make me fall. Jab kisi ke paas ghari nahi thi, sab ke paas waqt tha. When nobody had a watch, for sick, weak, poor parents, we had time to visit them. Ab sab ke paas ghari hai, kisi ke paas waqt nahi. Now everybody's got a watch, but nobody's got time anymore. Then he says so beautifully, Jab mera bhai bachcha tha, 20 dafa rozana larta tha, sone se pehle gali milakar so jata tha. When me and my brother were small, we fought 20 times a day. But before sleeping, we hugged each other and slept. Ab to ek dafa larta ho,